Love a Mystery, a Carlton E. Morse audio novel featuring Jack, Doc, and Reggie, specialists in crime and adventure. Now following the Northwest Trail of a missing millionaire, a killer cougar, and the Phantom Castle. This is Fred Foy introducing Jim Harmon's presentation of Les Tremain and Tony Clay in an original Carlton Morse thriller, The Fear That Creeps Like a Cat. Seven o'clock at night in the great reception room of the Phantom Castle on an unidentified island somewhere off the west coast of Canada, Jack, Doc, and Reggie are prisoners of Richard Cooper. Here are the essential facts. The castle, built in 1700 by the Russians, sank with the island only to emerge from the sea some 150 years later. It was found and restored by Richard Cooper and Alexander Archer, unbeknownst to the world. About the island is a vicious reef, preventing any ship from approaching and anyone on the island from escaping. Immediately about the castle is a deep moat of swift water, so that the castle stands on a tiny island within the main island. And here, within these great rooms, the three comrades are prisoners. Doc is in particular danger, because he is disliked by Cooper, and whom Cooper dislikes, he destroys. And their captor host have just finished dinner and have retired to the great reception hall.
Well, that was a very good dinner, Cooper.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How was it that Linda Joyce didn't dine with us?
Oh, she prefers to eat in her own quarters. Do sit down. Sit down, all of you. Make yourselves comfortable.
Look here. Did I see you just now press a button?
That's right.
But that means electricity.
Oh, yes, yes. We have our own power plant. A little bit incongruous in an ancient castle, I admit, but still we have it.
Then why not electric lights?
What's that?
You say you got electricity. Why don't you have some electric lights then instead of these here smelly old oil lamps?
I beg your pardon. They are not in the least smelly.
Well, that's what my mama always used to say down in Texas. She used to say, "Turn a smelly, smoky old oil lamp anyway."
I prefer the old-fashioned virtues myself.
You consider the oil lamp an old-fashioned virtue?
I most certainly do. Oh, yes. Just one thought, gentlemen. Prometheus.
I say, that brute of a wolf dog.
On guard, Prometheus. Just in case any of you might take it into your heads that you can avoid my hospitality. I won't be long.
What's he mean, he won't be long? Where's he going?
I say, I wish that bloody beast would stop grinning in this direction.
Prometheus? That's no grin. That's a leer.
Keep looking at me with those bloodshot eyes, fangs like a bear.
Yeah, more wolf and dog, if you ask me.
That bell he wears on his collar is a fine bit of irony in itself.
Well, gentlemen, I haven't been any longer than necessary. I hope you haven't been bored.
Oh, not in the least.
Hi, Frankie. Old sippy cat.
Never mind the bouquet.
Frankie?
Yeah, Mr. Cooper.
You have the handcuffs?
Handcuffs? Hey.
Yeah, here they are, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, yes, yes, very good. Now, Mr. Packard, if you'll lay your wrists along the arm of the chair...
What's the idea, Cooper?
On guard, Prometheus.
What's the matter with you, Cooper? Tell that wolf to lie down.
Now, Prometheus stands ready until you're all handcuffed to your chairs.
Well, that's ridiculous. You've shown us that we can't get out of the castle, let alone off the island.
That's right.
Then why handcuff us to our chairs?
In due time, Mr. Packard, in due time. Your wrist, please.
I refuse to be handcuffed.
Frankie?
Yeah?
Why, you low down...
Doc, don't move. Look at that dog.
Good thing you didn't move, Mr. Long. Prometheus would have been at your throat.
Yeah, doggone.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Frankie.
That's the second dirty blow you've given me, Frankie, my boy. Packard, the pachyderm, they call me. Never forgets an injury.
Now then, Mr. York.
Doc and I could give him a bit of a battle.
With that wolf standing over Doc?
Yeah, one whiff of his breath makes me weak at the knee.
But at least we've got a fighting chance.
No use, Reggie. Save it.
Well, that's good advice, young man. Good advice. Now, the other arm. Ah, that's it.
Valley Well don't like it. I can tell you that.
All right, Prometheus. It's okay. Lie down. Now then, Frankie, bring that table with the lamp on it over here.
Yeah, sure. Table, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hey, ain't you going to handcuff me the same way as you done Jack and Reggie?
Oh, that's right, Mr. Long.
Oh, yeah? But look here, why not?
Aren't you enjoying your special privileges? That's it, Frankie. Put the table right down here between us.
Yeah.
Look here, Cooper, I don't know what's going on, but could I ask one favor?
Oh, what's that?
Call off that wolf dog just long enough for me to get one crack at that polecat's mug.
What about it, Frankie?
Sure, why not?
Go ahead, Mr. Long. Nothing's holding you back.
You mean that? You won't sick that wolf on me?
Oh, I promise.
That's all I want to know. Here I come.
Well, come on, come on. What's all this chatterboxing for?
Why not you come, huh?
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right. You asked for it.
Frankie, get to your feet. Get to your feet, you hear?
How the heck's he going to get to his feet when he's sleeping like a baby?
I say, Doc, good work.
Well, what do you think I was doing? Waltzing with him?
Well, this is interesting. Yes, oh, sit down, young man. Sit down, sit down.
Why should I sit down?
Huh?
Yeah, I just knocked out Frankie, didn't I? What's going to keep me from treating you the same way?
What is?
Yeah, what is?
Why, Prometheus here, I think.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Lie still. Now then, will you sit down, please?
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Now then, my boy, we're about to enjoy that little hand of draw poker we missed out on last night.
Poker?
Oh, yes. And here are the cards.
Now, wait a minute, Cooper.
Quiet, Packard. You're not concerned in this.
Now, just wait a minute, Cooper. I ain't said I'd play you a game of poker.
Oh, but you will, of course.
Well, I don't know whether I will or not.
I think you will. Now then, sit down and shuffle the cards while I explain the wager.
No, sir. I ain't touching them cards till I hear what we're playing for.
It's to be draw poker.
Yeah?
You are scheduled to be a part of a scientific experiment of mine.
Don't listen to him.
Quiet, please. There's no way out for you. You're my prisoner, and I shall use you any way I see fit.
What's that got to do with this poker game?
Oh, just this. You're going to gamble with me on how soon the experiment takes place.
Do what?
Yes. Yes, instead of money, these poker chips represent hours.
Hours, huh? 24 chips, 24 hours.
Oh, yes. At this moment, you are 24 hours away from your fate. Every chip you lose brings you 1 hour closer to the experiment. Every chip you win from me adds 1 hour to your life.
You mean if I keep on winning chips from you, I keep adding hours to my life?
That's right.
And when I win all the chips in front of you, what happens?
Oh, I'm the banker. I can keep on losing chips as long as it suits my humor.
Well, what's we waiting for? This is right down my alley.
But remember, if you lose your stack, when those 24 chips are gone, it's the end.
Start dealing the cards, Cooper. Win, lose, or draw. This is going to be one rip-snorting poker game.
Adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie have come to you in I Love a Mystery. Created and written by Carlton E. Morse. Scripts copyrighted by Morsel Co. Incorporated. Produced and directed by story editor Jim Harmon. Featuring Les Tremaine as Jack Packard and Tony Clay as Doc Long. Consultants, Frank Brzee and David Lloyd. Your announcer, Fred Foy. This presentation has come from Hollywood.